We're preparing for a wet, windy Friday, in some places extremely windy as a warm tropical storm sweeps in.
3 weeks after it went up, the tent city for migrants is coming down due to lack of demand. I'm Marla Diamond on Randall's Island.
The man shooting off his gun in the streets of Coney Island last night is taken down.
And as he's on the ground, he continues to fire at our officers.
How it ended, next.
Loaded for bear in New Jersey, why the governor has brought back the hunt he promised to cancel.
And we'll hear why today is Veterans Day in our WCBS News Radio, 88 Seconds in Sound.
Morning, I'm Wayne Cabot.
And I'm Paul Murnane. It's a muggy start as we head for a high near 65, but the real story is what's coming our way.
We're getting a better idea now about what impact the former Hurricane Nicole is about to have on us. WCBS meteorologist Craig Allen is putting together his best guess scenario and joins us for a special update here. Craig, good morning. How's it look?
Good morning. Yeah, well, we've got a lot of rain. I mean, just the large extent of this storm is producing rain and gusty winds all the way on up into Pennsylvania already. And the center of circulation, what's left of Nicole, is still down in Georgia. So it's spreading on up the coastline. We're good for the morning commute here, but by the time we get to the afternoon, after lunchtime or so, showers will be spreading in from southwest to northeast. And by the evening commute and overnight tonight, that's going to be, some of those showers are going to be heavy. Tropical downpours, gusty winds along the coast. A wind advisory goes in effect for the Jersey Shore, Long Island, and out along the Connecticut coast this evening and goes through the night tonight and into tomorrow morning. Winds could gust up to about 40-50 miles per hour or so, along with those heavier downpours. Could even be some lightning and thunder associated with it. So we'll have more forecast details at 6:08.
Well, that didn't take long. 3 weeks after opening a massive multi-purpose tent complex to accommodate migrants, the city has now decided to shut it down.
Marla Diamond is at Randall's Island this morning, where the expected flood of migrants has turned into, what would you say, Marla?
Well, more like a trickle, Wayne. It's 500 cots went largely unused. The sprawling facility here outside Icon Stadium went up at a cost to city taxpayers of $650,000 on October 19th. It was supposed to house as many as 1,000 single adult male migrants, offering them a range of services. But Mayor Adams said that the influx of asylum seekers arriving in the city began to taper off right around the time that the tent opened October 19th. Its closure applauded by critics, including City Council Speaker Adrian Adams, who said since the beginning of the crisis, the council had called for the use of vacant hotels. And with the Randall's Island site shutting down, the mayor said a new emergency facility will be opening at the Watson Hotel in Midtown with capacity for about 600 migrants. As of this week, more than 17,000 migrants remain in city-subsidized housing. Wayne and Paul.
Marla Diamond this morning. A man who was firing shots in the streets of Coney Island was killed by police last night.
Gunfire erupted at around 10:15 Thursday night here at 36th Street and Neptune Avenue. Nearby officers on patrol heard the shots, and when they got here, Chief of Patrol Jeffrey Madry says a man with a gun started firing at them. Four officers returned fire.
The male goes down. And as he's on the ground, he continues to fire at our officers.
Eventually, the gunfire stopped.
Our officers are able to close in on him. They subdue him. They handcuff him. And they start rendering aid to the male.
But the man was pronounced dead at the scene. No officers were shot.
The impetus for this male being in the street firing a gun was a domestic violence job, we believe.
In Coney Island, Darius Rancius, WCBS News Radio, 880.
We have a big change in the weather coming in the weekend once we get through the wind and the rain, Craig.
There's several changes that are occurring. That's right. It's warm and humid now as the tropical air mass is spreading on up ahead of what's left of Nicole. We will go through rain and thunderstorms and gusty winds tonight, and then it turns cold again as we head through the weekend. So that's it. Those are, in a nutshell, the details right now. We've got rain that's falling over the southwest half of Pennsylvania down through D.C. and Baltimore, and then continues to the Virginia coastline. Some severe weather, tornado watches down along the coastal sections of South Carolina, maybe even coming on up towards North Carolina. Not necessarily severe, but it certainly could be heavy around here this evening. The first showers get here around lunchtime or so, heavy towards this evening and overnight tonight with tropical-like downpours and strong gusty winds. Strongest winds will be near the coast. 40-50 mile per hour gusts are not out of the question overnight tonight. And the high temperatures will be tropical-like. It'll be in the mid-60s with very high humidity. It'll have that muggy feel to it all day today and tonight. But then tomorrow, showers ending in the morning, partial clearing in the afternoon. It's still warm tomorrow, getting up near 70 degrees. but then falling by evening, and then a colder Sunday with daytime highs only near 50. So in the city right now, it's 59 degrees, humidity 89%, and an easterly breeze just 5 miles per hour now, but getting stronger later today.
Craig, thank you. And for all of us who live out there with bears, you know, where we fight over the garbage cans and whatever else, Governor Murphy says it's with great sadness he's bringing back the bear hunt. WCBS's Steve Burns explains why the governor has changed his position.
It was a campaign promise from Governor Murphy that the bear hunt in New Jersey would be history once he's elected. But it turned out to be easier said than done. With a jump in reported human-bear interactions this year, Murphy says non-lethal population management isn't enough.
He's using the black bears for political purpose.
Environmentalist Jeff Tittle says the increase is higher than last year, but still on par with prior years.
What they need to do is deal with the issue of garbage and feeding bears and baiting bears, which get bears to see humans as a place to get food.
New Jersey's bear hunt would start early next month if it's approved by the Fish and Game Council. Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 880.
A woman in Queens didn't know if she'd make it out alive when two men walked inside her home on 34th Avenue in Bayside, tied her up and put a gun to her head. It was a bold break-in in broad daylight just before 1 p.m. yesterday. A neighbor says the men went down the driveway, went to the back door, duct-taped her head and hands. He says that they demanded money, but police haven't said what the burglar stole. A report says the husband and wife immigrated from Greece and run a Greek food cart, which is a cash business, which what may have brought these men to that address.
Good morning, I'm Wayne Cabot.
And I'm Paul Bernayne with your three things to know on this Friday.
A judge strikes down President Biden's student loan forgiveness program. The plan to give borrowers up to $20,000 apiece has been blocked by a federal judge in Texas who said the program usurped Congress's power.
Number two, construction on the Obama Presidential Center in Chicago was stopped yesterday after a noose was found on the site. Chicago police have begun an investigation. The builder is offering a $100,000 reward.
Third, Elon Musk has warned Twitter employees bankruptcy is, quote, not out of the question, after he bought that social media app for $44 billion.
Up next, it's our WCBS News Radio, 88 Seconds in Sound for the 11th of November.
I think of all of the friends and buddies I had and the ones that didn't make it, didn't get back.
Ready. This is why today is Veterans Day.
I'm Stephen Portnoy reporting from Washington. It's the 11th day of the 11th month, and it was on this day the guns fell silent as the Allies and Germany put an end to World War I.
It is truly hard to comprehend today what then was hopefully called the War to End All Wars in 1918. Let's try to put ourselves in the place of our ancestors more than 100 years ago, when this date brought the end of major hostilities of World War.
With 17 million dead, 37 million more wounded or injured, governments in ruin, economies destroyed, both sides limped to the finish.
In the 70s, this date was moved by Congress to align with the weekend to give federal workers 3 days off. But veterans groups put their feet down, and now it's always 11-11. At 11 a.m., church bells ring. This is 11-11.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.